from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Welcome to the first episode of 2021. Happy New Year, Nigel.
And Happy New Year to you, Martin, and to the thousands and thousands of our listeners. Happy New Year.
Well, what kind of New Year is it going to be? 2020 was so tough for so many of us, and we've advanced a few days into the new year, and we haven't left it all behind. It's still with us in many ways. So, Nigel, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think I'd like to take a leaf out of Victor Perton's book. Victor is someone I've known in Australia for a few years, and he runs the Centre for Optimism. And we've been talking in the last few days, and Victor said to me, what have you got to be optimistic about in 2021, Nigel? And that optimism 2021 weren't the most immediate terms that flooded into my head, but he made me think. And what I came, the conclusions I came to is that I am optimistic about 2021 because we have learned so much in 2020. We've had to adapt, adjust, do things we never thought we'd have to do, relate to the world in a completely different way. But when 2021 comes winging its way through, hopefully having all had a little stab of vaccine in our arm, that we will not let the world stay the same. We will build in those changes on a societal, workplace, and personal level. So I see 2021, and I see us being far, far better at relationships, more attentive to relationships than we've been before. See workplaces being more humane, more human-centered, more focusing holistically on people and their wellness, as well as simply on productivity, and to see a government that recognizes that we're all in this together, and I hope a world that sees that we're all in this together and pulling up the drawbridge isn't really a great way for us all to survive. So I hope that 2021 is this watershed year where we transition to a slightly different kind of society, full of people with slightly different attitudes in workplaces which are measurably better than they were in the past few years. And that does give me cause for optimism, Martin. So I am kind of optimistic about it, even though it looks, looking through the grey curtains of early 2021, it doesn't appear like that when you're based in the UK. Martin, what about you? What's your source of optimism?
Well, I'm holding on to what you've just said there, actually, Nigel, because I think it's quite hard to be, you know, overly optimistic about what's going on in the world without wanting to sound too sort of pessimistic. I completely agree with what you've just said. And I would also refer back to our previous episode at the end of 2020 and just think about those things. I'm echoing what you're saying here, but thinking about those things that we've done differently over the last few months that have been for the better and that we continue to build on those. I think that's really, really important. And also the idea of exercising, maybe slowing down in terms of the things that we do to focus on the things that are important. So less busyness. And rather thinking about the things that really matter to us and doing more of them, if possible, because I think this whole idea of us being especially super busy at work hasn't gone away because we've left an office. In some senses, and for some people, it's got much worse. So I think that bringing us a better balance into our lives would be a useful thing. And I think the other thing that's source of optimism for me, and this might sound a bit strange, but I think it is really important, the idea that we can explore new skills on an individual level, because all organizations are shifting and there's a need for new skills. And if the organization itself is not supporting that, then there's absolutely nothing to stop any individual seeking out the kind of training that they might need or the experiences they might need to shift into some of the these new areas that, you know, we're talking about massive requirements around upskilling and reskilling. And I think that's got to be the focus, you know, whatever your situation, you know, especially I feel so sorry for people that have been on, you know, prolonged furlough or people that have lost their jobs. It's all very easy to say, well, it's all about learning new skills. But I think there are so many more ways to access free resources to upskill now. I think that has to be the thing that people really concentrate on in the year ahead. And I, that does give me some optimism, because it's all about people developing themselves so that they can be happier and more successful. So I think those would be some of the things that I'm optimistic about.
Completely agree. I think my slogan would be, listening to what you're saying, is to move from busyness to industry. In other words, to set some more serious goals than just the goal of being busy, being occupied. And, you know, I've tried to learn Spanish during the lockdown. I started on Duolingo. The reason I did it was because I was going to Mexico three times in 2020. That got a long way. I didn't get outside the front door. But I still decided to continue with the Spanish project. So I've been attending classes and doing Duolingo, and that's taught me a lot. It's taught me how difficult that kind of language learning is. It's not something you can do in 3 minutes. I do it every day. I'm up to about a 300-day streak. So I've done it every day for the last 300 Wow. days, pretty much. And things stick in my head. Things also slip out of my head, really obvious things. But nevertheless, I've got a vocabulary. I've got some basic understanding of grammar and those absolutely awful Spanish irregular verbs, which I'm sure drive everyone apart from Spanish native speakers completely insane. So, you know, I'm an optimist in the sense that I think I can learn. You know, I did, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't believe anything would ever stay in my head. But it does, slowly but surely, systematically, you can application, you can learn new skills. And, you know, I want everyone to think that. You know, I believe now I'm a learner. And I want everyone to believe that they're a learner. And people who don't believe they're learners are completely crazy. You know, I've got a friend who is moving to France. His partner's already in France. And he just will not grasp French. I'm sure he's really scared of making a fool of himself. And he's got into his head that he can't learn French. Oh, I just can't learn it. I just can't learn French. And I can't learn it, and I haven't even tried. Because I know I can't learn it, therefore I'm not going to try. And you get into that vicious circle, and there must be millions of people where it's not French, but it's, you know, I can't learn that technology. I can't learn data analytics. I can't learn this new software, whatever it might be. The response to withdraw or engage, I think, is pretty stark. And I think we would have seen from 2020 that engagement is the only option. So, I hope that people have some sense of their own ability to learn, and that they do spend 2021 in that process of engagement. So you're right, Martin. We need to embrace new skills, new ways of working, new ways of looking at the world, not run away from them, because we've learned that running away doesn't do any good whatsoever.
So let's leave it there, Nigel. And I've got one final thing to say, and you'll have to excuse the way I say it, but I'm going to give it my best shot. So it's gracias y adios.
Perfecto. Gracias y adiós. Hasta la vista. From scratch.